This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Texas says, take your LANL waste away. Decisions being made by federal and state agencies about the plutonium-contaminated waste stored at the Waste Control Specialist's facility located on the Texas-New Mexico border may foreshadow how non-compliant waste may be stranded in the future. Instead of coming up with a plan to expeditiously remove the waste, the Department of Energy, DOE, wants to design and build a radiologically controlled enclosure to process the waste before shipping it off-site to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. Texas has had enough and wants the waste out of Texas, but cannot force the removal. This story begins 8 years ago. On February 14, 2014, an explosion of one or more drums of plutonium-contaminated waste occurred in the Deep Geologic Disposal Facility at WIP. Nearly 8,000 feet of the underground mine was contaminated along with 22 workers. WIP was shut down for nearly 3 years at a cost to taxpayers of $2 billion. Those exploding drums had been packaged at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. A March 2014 agreement allowed the LANL waste to be temporarily stored at WCS for 1 year. DOE later reported that some of the stored LANL waste came from the same waste stream as the exploding drums. After several extensions of the agreement, DOE was charged with creating a plan to remove the LANL waste from Texas. 8 years later, 34 shipments have gone from WCS to WIP, but some of the waste remains at WCS. The most recent agreement expired on May 31, 2022. On May 10, 2022, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality wrote to DOE stating that if the waste were not removed from the site and transported out of Texas, the commission would take additional enforcement actions. In the meantime, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, approved a 30-month extension for storage of 74 standard waste boxes of LANL waste still at the WCS site. NRC prepared an environmental assessment and a finding of no significant impact, or a FONSI, which support continued storage until December 31, 2024. NRC acknowledged that the potentially explosive waste could not be moved because it no longer meets the Department of Transportation regulations. The waste may be stranded at Waste Control Specialist, located 5 miles east of Eunice, New Mexico. The people rely on specialized government agencies that handle and regulate radioactive materials to take extra care to protect them. In this case, the agencies may fail. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.